and welcome to the very first episode of Extremely Stumped. It's season 1, episode 1. And here we have this thing about starting about the weather. Today it is pretty rainy outside, and yeah, but it's not exactly raining pretty hard, but yeah. So then in this podcast I will be talking about lots of cricket related things and cricket related stuff and cricket. So basically, we're going to start off this podcast by talking about me. So basically, my name is Mikhail Rebert, and my favorite, I'm a big supporter of England. I'm a massive fan of England cricket team. My favorite upcoming players and stuff, my favorite player would be Ollie Pope, Jason Roy, Joss Butler, Sam Curran, those guys. And then basically, yeah, you might hear me talking a lot about Ollie Pope and Sam Curran. And I will be also talking about a lot about the England cricket team and upcoming matches and stuff. So basically, the main topic for today is how the IPL has been postponed this week and details about what's happening in the IPL. But that will be later on. So basically, in the IPL, speaking of the IPL, I would say my favorite team is KKR. Yeah, I've got lots of things, but KKR has been my favorite. I've never given up on KKR, actually. But, yeah. Okay, now we'll be talking about upcoming matches and stuff. So basically, there's a big contest happening in June. Start of June, there will be the England versus New Zealand. New Zealand will be coming to England for a massive showdown, and this will be very thrilling and exciting to watch, as both teams are evenly matched with two amazing captains, Joe Root and Kane Williamson. And then they have a line of incredible players, and England have a very formidable batting lineup that can crumble at times. They have Dom Sibley, Zach Crawley. Zach Crawley right now is like, he's a pretty good player and has talent and everything, but he hasn't exactly shown to have form since the India series. And Dom Sibley only shined in that one match. So I think Rory Burns would be the best in England conditions. Rory Burns, one of those three, would be really good in English conditions, but Rory Burns would be the best out of them all. Then they have Joe Root, Ben Stokes, Joss Butler, Johnny Bairstow, Ollie Pope, the usual. I think that Ollie Pope is, as you can see in the county matches, he hit 245 and 131. I think that Ollie Pope will shine in this test series. Then they have a very good bowling attack, England has. They have many different types of variations. They have Adil Rashid, who has been left out of the side for a while. They have Jack Leach, who can sprite quite good in English conditions. Then they have Moeen Ali, who can, yeah, you know who Moeen Ali is. And then Dombes is a very good, he can get the ball up there in English conditions, but he's very inconsistent. Like, he was dropped from the second test versus India because of inconsistency. Then England will be having lots of good contest. They will be playing in India, will be coming to them in August or September, and they will be playing Sri Lanka in the ODI format and T20 format. And that will be pretty good to watch, the last time Sri Lanka came to England was in 2016, and there they actually played pretty well. But this time they have a completely different team to the side they had before when they played in 2016, and that would be very interesting to see what will happen. Okay, so then now we'll be talking about the IPL, how it's been postponed. Like, none of us saw that coming due to the COVID-19 and all those different very depressing stuff happening around the world, like COVID-19. Like, basically COVID-19 is basically destroying India. And then the cricket, one of India's most favorite things to do in their spare time, cricket. Basically, IPL had been postponed but not cancelled, It's been postponed to a different month or so. And also, lots of people have volunteered to take it up. But the most surprising country to volunteer to take it up is England. For a long time, England have disliked IPL and stuff because they invented the format of T20, but then India stole it from them. But since 2015, in the England team, Trevor Bayliss, Owen Morgan, Andrew Strauss, they have encouraged their team to go and play in the IPL. For this IPL, so then England's counties have volunteered to go to host the remainder of the IPL. It is very surprising, as England conditions is completely different to India conditions. It's pretty obvious it's completely different. So then it will be the IPL would change. Like right now, lots of teams with different players, with like spin playing players like Glenn Maxwell and for the RCB. And then that will mean that it'll completely change. KKR have Pat Cummins. And Cummins is a very test match like bowler and swings the ball. So then he will be a pretty deadly variation in the IPL. He'll be pretty deadly for KKR. And that is a big plus for KKR. Carl Jamieson will be able, if they do it in England, Carl Jamieson, who has never played in England but has shown in New Zealand conditions which are pretty similar to England conditions, Carl Jamieson has showed how good he is in all three formats, but not so much in T20. His bowling style is much better suited to test match rather than T20s. So then the IPL, if it is played in England, the IPL would change completely and also give the big chance to all the young Indian players who have been selected in the IPL to perform under completely different conditions than they usually have performed in, which gives it a big plus point. So basically, that is going to be it for this day. Tomorrow, I will come back to you with a big thing that will happen tomorrow. I will be coming with my very first interview. So I hope you like this podcast. Thank you for watching.